weekend and a happy Mother's Day. It's going to be a great week here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's News Radio 92.3. We're informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I have with me Diana and Tasca with ADX Digital. So anything that you need digital, definitely let us know. You can text or call, join the conversation, 437-1620. Good morning, Diana and Tasca. How are you this morning?
Good. Fine, thanks. Hope you are.
Yeah. Did y'all have a good, nice, hot weekend?
It was brutal.
It was brutal, wasn't it? And it's only getting worse. Brutal. We're only in May. And I said, Alexa, what's the temperature today? 92.
Yeah.
You might want to stay indoors today.
Welcome to summer.
Already, right?
Yep.
It's not even August. At least the water will get warm quick.
Last year, we had a really hot June, I remember. And I remember thinking that we were really in for it. And then July and August wasn't nearly as brutal as I was expecting.
Yeah, I remember I had a remote in June last year. And with the heat index, it was 115 degrees.
Oh, my word. Wow. I know. And then I was at Quiet Water yesterday, and that water felt good. But come August, it's just like bath water, warm bath water. It's so gross. So I feel like we're going to get there maybe a little quicker than I thought.
We might.
So we are talking all things digital, client goals. That's our focus today.
Absolutely. Well, we just want to talk about what you as an advertiser, you as the client, as a business person, what are your goals and how can we help you get there? So we're just going to go over some general goals. If you've got something that we're not talking about that you want to know about, please text in or call and we'll make recommendations based on what you're looking to accomplish as well.
So I guess if you're just looking for more phone calls as a business owner, how can we do that? How can we help them, Tasca?
Well, the first thing that we can do is we can look at using a Facebook campaign and adding a call now button so that if they're looking at your Facebook ad on their phone, they can just touch the phone and immediately call you. The other thing that we have available for any of our campaigns to add on is live chat. Our live chat program is really cool, and it's really a time-saving and money-saving opportunity for a business that has a website but does not have the time to staff someone to answer the phone or to sit in front of a computer and answer questions.
And I don't know about you, Tasca, but to me, I'd much rather just chat with someone than call and be transferred from department to department. And the chat is a real person. It's not a bot. It can actually be, you can use a photo of someone that actually works in your store, or, you know, we have photos of people that you can choose from, but it is a live person. The business just gives the list of questions with the information that the chat person is allowed to answer. And it is excellent for after hours as well. Mm-hmm. And we can do that in more than just the English language. You can also add that in Spanish as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. And, you know, if that person's question is more complex than our staff has the answers to, then, of course, we're going to either push them on through if it's within business hours so that they can talk with someone live at your business, or we're going to get a message to that back to you so that you can call that person back and answer their questions.
Yep, and it's very, very reasonably priced. And if it is not a sales lead per se, say I'm just going to throw this out there, a Lowe's department store in Pensacola, and somebody from Nebraska calls your store, well, that's usually not going to be a good sales lead, so you're not going to be charged
exactly.
for that.
And if for some reason they jump on there and say, ask what your open hours are, Well, that's an easy, quick answer, but that's also not a sales lead for you.
Your hours are probably on your website anyway.
Yeah.
Or on your Google business page.
And I've definitely used live chat before.
Oh, I have too.
And I think I've scheduled appointments through live chat. I think it's awesome. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have ADX Digital talking all things digital, your needs, your advertising needs. I have Diana and Tasca. If you want to join our conversation, you can, 437-1620. We're talking about client goals, Facebook Ad Connect Now phone call buttons, live chats. We're talking about how those live chats, you can utilize that to help streamline your business.
It's really interesting. I had a client tell me a while back that he used another company, and he was in the home improvement world, but I'm not going to get into any more detail than that. But this other company that he was using to monitor his website and answer those calls, they were charging $100 every single time someone wrote in with a question.
One question. Oh, wow.
And they said they were not going to charge them if they could not prove that it was an actual sales lead, but they did anyway.
And ours is you pay a small setup fee. It's only $600, mm-hmm. and then it's $10.
$10,
after.
And you're not charged that if it's not, like, if someone calls in and does something like ask, what are your open hours, or how could I get to your store? That's not really a sales lead, and we're not going to charge for that.
Right. Another one that we hear a lot is people want to increase their in-store sales, and there is a lot of ways that we can help you with that.
Absolutely. We would start by using our mobile conquesting product, which is our basic geofencing product. It's very comprehensive, and one thing we can do with that is track on-site visits. So when we use the on-site visit tracking program, we know when we have sent an ad to someone, and then we know when they go into your store. So we can tell you at the end of every month, hey, if you tell us people that came in and purchased product from you, we can tell you that we showed them an ad and they came into your store.
We have we can match your list with our list. You're going to get a very extensive digital report at the end of the month that we will go over with you, tracking visits, on-site conversions, clicks, you name it. It's a very detailed report, and you will definitely see a return on investment.
Another product that's really good to help boost in-store sales, believe it or not, is our Amazon product targeting. And we've talked a little bit about Amazon before. And remember, this is not being a vendor with Amazon. This is using the Amazon data that has been collected over years, and specifically in the last few months, because that's the most important and fresh data. We're going to use that data to find new customers for you based on behaviors, products they've maybe searched for on Amazon and on other websites. And then we're going to look for specific products that go along with what you have to offer. And using that Amazon data is a big advantage, because there is so much of it out there.
And then one of my personal favorites is the native ad. And what that is, say you're looking at, you're on a website and you're researching paint and colors, and maybe you're a store that sells paint. Your ad is going to pop up in the middle of the article, but it's going to have the same look and feel of the article that you're reading. It's going to be the same colors. It's going to take a few minutes for the person reading the article to even realize that that is an ad that they're looking at. And it's a fantastic way to target.
And we're going to talk about native ads right after this break. If you have any questions, that's 437-1620. You can always email them at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com or give them a call at 262-6000. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday morning. I have Diana and Taska here with me with ADX Digital. Talk about all your digital advertising needs. We were talking about Amazon product targeting, native ads, and also client goals. So if you would like to join in this conversation, please text or call 437-1620.
So as we were talking about in-store sales, another product that is great for in-store sales is social mirroring. And I know you've heard us talk about that in the past. That's when we take a social post and we basically mirror it or copy it, and then we put it out on websites and apps based on the behaviors and your targeting criteria. So that's another great way to get your message out there. And I love it because it's not immediately viewed as an ad. It's immediately viewed as a social post. And before the client, before the reader realizes they're even seeing an ad, the message is in their head.
And when they click on it, it will take them either to your website, your social media pages.
Yep. So it's such a great product.
And it's one of the easiest ones. If you're new starting out in digital, it requires very little work on the business owner's end. All you do is you give us the URL of the social media post or video. That's all. That's all it requires on your end.
We take it from there.
And we take it from there. So very quick turnaround on getting your campaign up there. And it's not... It's actually thousands of websites and apps. I don't know about any of y'all, but if you play games on your phone, that's one way I choose to unwind at the end of the day. I play Scrabble. I can't think about anything other than finding the next letters to make my next word, and I get served ads on there all the time.
Yeah, okay. I'm a Candy Crush girl myself. Do the same thing.
I'm a wine girl. I'm just going to put it out there. No games for me. Just pour me a glass of Merlot and we're good.
All right, let's talk about some more what your goals might be. I mean, your goal. What if your goal is branding and awareness, Diana?
Oh, that's a pretty big one, too. Branding and awareness is not just for a brand new business. A lot of businesses are finding now they're getting more and more competition on a daily basis. So, you know, maybe they went a while without doing any advertising, but now there's hundreds of businesses just like theirs opening up. So they have to start all over and brand and create awareness. And some of the ways that we can do that, again, is going to be with Amazon targeting and your native ads, video pre-roll, online audio, the social mirror again, and OTT and social mirror OTT. Now, I don't think we've talked really about OTT today and what that is. That's over the top. And, you know, a lot of people, they're streaming. It's less expensive, and that's what they're choosing to do, what they're doing. I know that Taska can tell you all about streaming. she's got it down to an art, so I'm going to let you take it from
okay,
here,
well, I mean, basically, when your OTT commercials, your over-the-top commercials, are your video commercials, you might want to call them television commercials, which they are. They're going to be seen on connected televisions that are consuming streaming programming. So instead of watching cable or local satellite TV, where all of your commercial, all your commercials are bought for the whole market, these, if you're watching streaming, every commercial you see is being shown to you for a reason. It has been shown to you based on your online and offline behaviors, based on where you are. Based on
what your interests are.
Exactly, exactly.
If you watch a lot of HGTV, you're going to start getting served some ads that probably has to do with maybe lawn care, weed
home
killers,
improvement.
Home improvement. Yep.
It's and most people will even say they would rather be shown advertisements that they have interest in than advertisements that they would never have interest in. If you are not a drinker, you don't want to see ads for a bar,
right.
And you probably won't. It'd be very rare that you would, unless someone is just strictly using geography as their targeting strategy, which we would never do that.
Absolutely. We were talking about OTT and all things digital advertising here on News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join in this join in this conversation, 437-1620.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have ADX Digital here with us today, Diana and Tasca, talking about all of your digital advertising needs. You can also head on over to, email them at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com or give them a call at 262-6000. So we have a couple of minutes left. So let's wrap up and kind of review, I guess, what we talked about this morning.
Absolutely. Again, we want to always start with what your goals are. And so far this morning, we have talked about, are your goals in-store sales, branding and awareness, or phone calls? And we've talked about the different products that we could utilize in order to reach your goals.
And also, I wanted to add, if maybe you're already doing some form of advertising like direct mail or billboards, radio or newspaper or TV or cable. On Thursday's show, we're going to get into more of that and let you know what you can do to expand on that by adding digital.
Absolutely. And we were talking, and especially in any kind of advertising, you always want to be top of mind.
Yes.
And it's so important that you're always forefront. Because these days, if you're not top of mind, you're not even close.
Especially if you have a product that people don't buy on a weekly, monthly basis. When you want to make sure they remember you when they are ready to buy, especially like if it's a car or if it's furniture. Mm-hmm. I mean, these aren't things people buy every day or every month, but they're things that people plan for. And they plan for it in advance, and they might buy, you know, once every 2 to 3 years or maybe once a year. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure they are thinking about you when they are ready to move to that spot in the buying funnel.
Right. And we have many different clients, and some of them may be car mechanics. You don't need them all the time, but all of a sudden your car breaks down and you're going to remember, oh, yeah, because you've heard it over and over about the certain car dealership in town, to fix your car. And that's what's important. Just repetition, letting them see it in front of their face many, many times, and they're going to remember it when they need that.
Absolutely.
It was so good having you this morning. Stay tuned. We have Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. It's always a good time. I even have a question I'm posing to you. Maybe you could text or call in. We also have the Connection Show and Osteo Strong. So you don't want to miss out here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Remember, you can always call or text 437-1620. We have a Fox News update.